Let's pick up on that question I asked, though, about e-tolls and where we should collect the money. Ravi has a suggestion from Santon. Hi, Ravi.
Yes, hi. How's it, John? Basically, what we should do is restructure that debt and allocate it to the governmental departments or the whole cabinet involved at the time with that actual deal itself. So that would ensure that the accountable people would be responsible, similar to if you're director of a company where there's a grave mistake made and then you become joint and severally liable. So that would be my first suggestion. And then secondly, we'd allocate the invoice to a few brothers in Dubai.
Yeah, good luck correcting that money. I mean, the only thing that worries me about your suggestion, Ravi, which many people will like, is how much are we going to spend on legal bills? We'll call it e-toll grad as this thing grinds its way through the courts. But I think in addition to a suggestion, Ravi is also making a point that there should be some accountability for the kind of actions taken that got us into this calamity in the first place. Keep those suggestions coming. We had a call from Nanga. We'll take that a little bit later. But I think we do now have one of the co-founders of Fearless AI on the line, Shahan Ramkissoon. You'll know well from his time on ENCA, both acting as a reporter, but also anchoring the news. Shahan, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me.
So is this in some way a gift to yourself? I know it's something that you're hoping will have a long life and will generate partners and interest and positive feedback. But is this in part a kind of a detox gift to yourself after all those many, many years of covering what we have to, I think statistically agree, is pretty mainly depressing stuff?
It is. It's a gift to myself, and I feel a responsibility to my country and our democracy. It's twofold, because I was a journalist for 17 years covering hardcore news stories. You know, if it bleeds, it leads. Arguing with politicians about stealing our money, etc.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done my bit when it comes to that, and I want to focus on the positives of this country, because we have so many positive stories. We have so many great people doing such great things. So why not tell those stories, John? Because I feel there's a lack of balance.
Yes,
we have a responsibility as the media to hold our politicians accountable, to hold dodgy business people accountable. But we also have a responsibility to share the light and positivity of our nation. We have so much to celebrate. So I want to focus on that. And I want to offer South Africans a platform where they can go onto www.fearlessa.co.za and find those positive news stories.
So I'm there right now. And just to, by the way, acknowledge your co-founder, Tanya Neft. Again, people will know well.
Did She's one... with me.
Oh, hi, Tanya. Very good afternoon to you.
Hello. How are you?
Fine. Well, let me put the next question to you. I didn't realize this was a duet, but it's appropriate that it is. Tell us about one of the first stories you did. I'm on the website and I see a man who is being a barista, not a barrister. He's not in court. He's behind a coffee machine. It's a story that you guys unearthed. Tell us what the story is and why you think we need to know about it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, Shahan's actually done that story. So he's led, you know, the way for Fearless AI. But it's a wonderful story of South Africans doing good for South Africans. This non-profit organization had come up with this idea to start this business to give for former convicts just a new leaf, a new sort of start in life. And I think it's important for us to share those kind of stories, because these are often people that are frowned upon in society and don't actually get that start, you know, in life. So platforms like these and you know, companies and organizations like this is important. And those stories are important to share.
Yeah, indeed. Shahan, Tanya saying that was a story you did. A little bit more detail. You focus on a particular individual. Briefly, their story.
Yeah, so John, this is a guy who told me a story about how he grew up in a home without a dad, and he decided that he needed to get out of that house because he had no guidance, and he formed a gang. And through that gang, he started doing tick, eventually robbing people in his community, and he was arrested for possession of an illegal firearm. Went to prison. He was still continuing with his dodgy stuff in prison. And eventually he met this NPO in prison. And when he was released, he decided he needed to change his life. And the reason we're telling his story is because you and I know that lots of people who are released from prison actually recommit crimes. And he's someone who said, I don't need to do that. I don't need to rejoin gangs.
Indeed.
Gangsterism is huge in the Western Cape and the country as a whole. And this is one man who's now saying to other people, you don't have to do that. Our stories are aimed at inspiring others to change their circumstances and their paths. And that's why I thought it was so important to speak to Khola Dingiswayo, because we want to encourage other people in a similar situation and say to them, hey, you don't have to go back to your gang when you leave prison. You can actually go and find a job. You can help your family, and you can have a family and a child you can send to school eventually, etc. So still in hope. It's about encouraging people to do better if they can.
Thanks very much, Shahan Ramkissoon and Tanya Neft. Good luck to both of you. The website is feelsa.co.za. Check it out and give us your thoughts, by the way, on the way in which we go about things here on 702 in general, but particularly on this show. We often ask ourselves, are we doing enough of the good, positive, inspiring stories about South Africans who are getting things done against all the odds? Tell us what you think is the right balance. There's news we need to know. There are things we can't avoid talking about. But should we be spending more time in the light? And light is probably a bad analogy given our circumstances. But you know what I mean. Give us your thoughts. 011-883-0702, 29 past 4.